Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 February 2022. Welcome to this program. We're going to bring up a very, very special guest in a minute. Not a stranger to you folks, I know, but we're going to bring up Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She has some very, very exciting news to share with you tonight, so hang on there for just a little bit, please. We'll bring up in a few minutes. Prayer request tonight, folks. Let's keep John Acree, that's Crystal's daddy, in your prayers. He is gaining ground. Judy is doing much better. John's having a hard time. I'm still in the hospital, trying to gain strength. If he doesn't get back pretty soon, they're going to put him in a rehab home, and they don't know where or how. Pray that he's very anxious, very nervous. Pray for his nerves and the peace of God in his heart, please. But pray for healing his body also. He's starting to swell some now, folks. That's not good. So please keep John in your prayers. Also, as y'all may have heard, Charlotte Isabey passed away a few days ago. Charlotte Isabey was in the Reagan Department of Education, uncovered a lot of nonsense and evil in that department, wrote a great book about it, and it was entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Great book. Great lady. She passed away a few days ago. What a hero she was for this country and for what's right. Also, a prayer request tonight for Jim Ferris. Jim emailed me today and said he had a stroke and fell in the bathtub a while back. He's getting better. He lives by himself and he gets help once in a while around the house trying to keep up with him and help him feel better. So please keep doing your prayers also because, folks, these prayers are important. These people have faith in you that the prayer warriors are going to pray for them. And keep these folks in your prayers. And also Phyllis Frankie Valens' wife, is in rehab now. She had a problem. She's doing better, and she hope to be home within a week or so. So keep Phyllis in your prayers, please. And this will be the last week I'm going to mention this packet I've been offering. Folks, it's 80-some pages long of information about the COVID from the beginning to what's happening now and how this was a thought-out process clear back in 1917 of taking of changing the DNA of man, taking the idea of God out of the hearts of man. Folks, this is nothing new. It's a packet that you can share with your friends and family, and when you order the packet, you will see the DVD I taught on defiling the temple, that's your body, and what the DNA does to change, the jab does do to change your DNA, to take God's sequence of numbers out of your DNA. Folks, that's true. Now, it's really scientifically proven to be true. It replaces with another sequence. What is it? I don't know. Is it the number of Satan and the name of Satan? I don't know if it is or not. But I know I'm not going to take that chance. So all I can say is I hope you get the packet and get the DVD. Make copies of all of them, share them with your friends and family. Folks, this is vitally important. We're living in very perilous times, dangerous times. Times we need people to stand up and share the truth, not be afraid of it. I'm sharing the truth. Our guest tonight is a lady I met some time ago by phone and broadcast, and met her in person this past August. I can't believe it's been that long ago already. This past August in Missouri. What a sweetheart. What a powerful lady. I don't want to embarrass her, and I don't mean for this to embarrass her at all, but she's one of my heroes in what she does. I guess you call her a heroine. But for what she's doing, what she's still doing, the battle she's taking up the sword, folks, went into war against evil, period. And she's involved in a thing now that could change thousands and tens of thousands of people's lives in the very near future. Her name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry, are you there?
I am. Good evening, Pastor Butch.
It's so good to have you. It really is. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm on the road in Southern California, so if I fall off here, I've got the number, and I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay, sweetheart. Are you driving now, or are you riding or something?
I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I'm riding with a friend.
Okay, all right. Well, I was going to say, you got to be careful. Great. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. And Dr. Sherry, I know you are absolutely up to your eyeballs in Wildcats, trying to show people what's going on and trying to stand against what's happening to this country and the people in this country, around the world, actually. But for those who may not, and I can't imagine this, but they may not know who you are, tell them who Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is, please.
Well, the short version of that is that I'm a board-certified osteopathic medical doctor. My first career was in emergency medicine that I did for 12 years. I opened a clinic in Cleveland, Ohio in 1996 to do integrative and holistic medicine. I've been involved in educating about problems with vaccines since September of 2000, which was an easy rollover and expansion into talking about the deadly nature of the COVID shot that we started in this tyranny going on 3 years ago now. So I've spent more than 40,000, probably closer to 50,000 hours now in researching, writing, and talking about problems associated with vaccines from the childhood schedule all the way up through the adult schedule and including, of course, these COVID shots. So in the last 2 years, since March of 2020, I've been doing a lot of talking, a lot of interviews. I've done pretty close to 600 interviews since March of 2020. And in fact, I counted them up. And from April 21 through December 10th of 21, I did 389 interviews in that less than a year period of time about the myth of the mask, the nonsense of the social distancing, the absolute fraud of the PCR test. And I've identified 40 different mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. And I've been talking about that since May of 21. A lot of people have said that I was exaggerating and it wasn't really going to happen. And when are all these people going to start dying, Dr. Tenpenny? Well, we're seeing it. We're seeing it now, unfortunately, in very, very big numbers. And we're just very much at the beginning of what we're going to see in terms of death and illness over the course of the next 3 to 10 years.
And Dr. Sherry, and I don't want to belabor this, but what do you mean the beginning? What are you expecting this? Now, folks, we got something very important to talk about in a few minutes. Very important and good news. But what do you mean just starting, and what do you expect?
Well, you know, it's hard to believe, Pastor Butch, it's hard to believe that the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot only came on the market in December of 2020. I mean, we've been barely doing this a year. We've actually been doing it, 14 months? It seems like 14 years we've been talking about
it. Yes, it does.
So we just brought on those two shots and say, let's just to keep the math simple, let's say it was January of 2021. So it's just been 14 months that we've been talking about this. The Johnson & Johnson shot and the came online and available here in the U.S. in February of 2021, so just barely a year, even though we've been so obsessed with it and talking about it incessantly. Well, now in that 12 or 14-month period of time, we have a growing body of evidence of the number of deaths, which VAERS now has over 21,000 reported deaths, and adverse events that are reported. VAERS has more than 1.1 million reported adverse events. And we know that the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the VAERS database, collects somewhere between 1% and 10% of the total number of people that have been killed, literally killed, maimed and injured from these shots. So it takes about 3 to 6 months from the time that people get their shots for them to really start getting sick. You know, the 40 mechanisms of injury that I identified, that people can get those ebooks and read them for themselves if they go to drtenpenny.com and go to the education tab at the top. You can see where the 20 mechanisms of injury and the 20 more mechanisms of injury and ebooks, downloadable ebooks, are. They're $14.95, and they have all the information at your fingertips. And so everyone is, when people were dead immediately, they die within 48 hours or 2 weeks from getting the shots. That's category one illness and injury. You know, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of those people who died right away. Category two injury is what happens with the spike protein, and it takes 3 to 6 months for your body to develop all the spike protein and adverse events caused by the spike protein developed by the shot. The autoimmune disease, the cardiovascular disease, the neurological complications are going to be endless, and that's going to be over the next 3 to 10 years. So if people got these shots and they said, well, I'm just fine, nothing really happened to me, they have to be looking over their shoulder for the next 10 years as this tsunami of injury and death continues to roll across this country and around the world.
You know, Dr. Shea, that's a rough statement. I know it's true, but it's a rough statement to try to grasp that we are going to see this. And around the world, like you said it, I mean, it could be the death of millions, maybe a couple billion. And that sounds absurd, but it could be, couldn't it?
Well, that's their stated agenda. That's one of their three stated agendas, is depopulation of the planet by at least 50%. If they follow the Georgia Guidestones, it says to depopulate the planet down to 500 million, which is about 90% of the people who live here. But at least 50%, at least 3.5 billion people who no longer are needed because of the transhumanism movement and because their jobs could be outsourced to robots. You know, and the thing about robotics and robots that have advanced so far, I mean, people have no idea. Unless you've actually examined this industry, you have no idea how advanced the robotics are. And think about it. I mean, a robot can work 24/7. It doesn't need a vacation, doesn't need a holiday, doesn't need to go to church, doesn't need to sit around the water cooler and gossip, doesn't get sick, doesn't do any of those things. You need like one technician to monitor, you know, a dozen or more of the robots. And all you have to do is make sure that no belt breaks and no screw needs to be replaced, or that something doesn't need to be reprogrammed in their software. And other than that, those robots can work forever. So from a perspective of the globalists, you know, most of the human beings are completely unnecessary. They're useless eaters, as what Kissinger said, and they're contributing to global warming. So we need to get rid of them. And so the elimination of people from this planet is one of their strongly stated agendas. They're just not needed. And it's, you know, since we, unequivocally, as they say, and, you know, this is human against human. We are fighting ours in present. And the evil of this is Satan's last hurrah. And what he's trying to do is to gather as many people and souls into his kingdom and away
Absolutely.
From God. Because as soon as he can destroy our God-given genetics, wipe Yahweh, the word Yahweh, off of our genes, and take those people into the tribe of Nimrod that circulates all the way back to Genesis chapter 6 and what's happening from there. You know, he's working overtime, triple time, quadruple time to suck souls into his satanic lair, which, you know, is so aggravating to me that you're one of the few pastors standing up and trying to get more people into God's kingdom because the churches are closed, the pastors turn their backs, the real Christians, you know, don't talk to each other about the gospel and about what the blood of Christ has done for us. You know, but Satan's people are working overtime. I mean, think about it. How many people do you know, Pastor Butch, that when they closed the churches, that the congregation stood in front of the churches and protested and held up signs saying, we have to get back into church to be able to pray, as opposed to how many people signed and protested
you're absolutely right. You're breaking up pretty bad, Dr. Sherry. But you're absolutely right. You know, of course, a pastor, Arthur Pulaski in Canada, is in jail right now because of his stand. He's been fighting this battle now for a couple of years. I think we lost Dr. Sherry. Try back if you don't mind, Todd. But folks, she's telling you the truth. And I don't know why. When she said I was one of the few pastors telling people this, and I for a fact, I know I am. I really pray to God I would change, but the pastors, a lot of pastors and preachers in this country, the mainstream denominations are actually telling people these shots are okay, you need to do it, that Christ himself would do it. They're doing this to deceive the people into all manner of evil, and folks, when you take the name of God out of your genetic code, there's something going on there behind the scenes that you should know about. There truly are. Dr. Sherry, you back with us yet?
I am.
I guess not. Okay, we lost you for a second. Now, we could talk about this bad side for a long time, but I know that you, some other people, have been working very hard on a solution to a lot of people's problems when it comes to health care, and I am so honored that you joined us tonight to share this with us, because I do believe that one day soon I may need your assistance in a lot of things, and so will a lot of other people. Tell us what's going on with the alternative care system that you've offered people or going to offer people.
Well, here's the thing, that everybody's been involved in multiple conversations and lots of quote-unquote strategy meetings. Everybody's saying we need a new health care system. We need something no longer, you know, all they want to do is put and mask.
Dr. Sherry, you're breaking up really badly. I don't know what to say, how to fix it.
I've got 5 stars and I'm still.
Well, you can try. I mean, we can give it a shot, but it sure is, you're breaking up pretty badly. I want people to hear this program because it's so important. So if you don't mind, try it back one more time, and maybe we can get better connection somehow. Folks, y'all pray this will work, because this news she's going to share with you right now is so important to all of us, to your family, to your friends, that you're going to want to spread this news around. We're going to have a chance, perhaps soon, to see a real doctor without all the nonsense that we go through to see doctors or local doctors now. We may have a chance to see a real doctor that really has a way of helping you without making you jump through a bunch of hoops to get there. Okay, Dr. Sherry, you back in?
I am. Is that better?
That is better. I hope it stays that way. Now, you continue. Tell us about what y'all are working on. I'm so proud you're doing this. Go ahead and share that, please.
Well, I think that part of the problem is, like I said, I don't know if this you heard, but there's a lot of people who are saying we need a new healthcare system. The one we have is so badly broken. It's so infiltrated with money and power, and the doctors are murdering people in the hospital because they're not willing to do early aggressive treatment on people that have COVID, and on and on and on. I see 8 out of 10 of the patients, new patients that have come into my office, but I never want to see my doctor again, and I to go to that hospital ever again. Do whatever it takes to keep me healthy. And so can't start an entire whole system from that. It's too much money. It's too powerful. It's too rapid. The federal government, from Medicare, Medicaid, from campus, from insurance companies.
Dr. Sherry, you're breaking up so badly. Again, all this breaks my heart. This is breaking my heart, folks. I want you to hear this. So desperate. This is, as you can hear it breaking up, and she's doing her best to keep this coming through. I don't know what else to suggest, but you keep on going. We'll try to hear what we can hear.
Hear me.
Off and on. You're going in and out really badly.
Let me try one more time because I'm moving now.
Okay, try one more time if you want to. Okay. Folks, I mean, I'm so sorry that we're having this problem. I really am, because this is such an important program that you're going to want to hear this as much as possible in every detail on it, because of what she and some others have put together for our sakes as a nation, as a people that are desperately in need of good health care that actually is health care and not some kind of for money proposition that most of them are involved in. Dr. Sherry, I hope this works, but we got a few minutes. We got another 6 minutes before the first break, so you go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know how much that you've heard, but you can't start a whole hospital. You can't start a whole system. First of all, it's too much money, too much power. It's not replicatable. I mean, if I start a great big hospital system anywhere participate that and do all the 50 state things, it would be only very local. So we've decided on a model that's smaller, more nimble, and can be replicated pretty quickly across the country. And it just comes down to time and money. So it's raising the money, raising the funds to be able to do it. We want to create clinics that will be at least initially solely focused on respiratory care issues, earache, sore throat, sinusitis, COVID, influenza, asthma, appropriate treatment. Things using both conventional and alternative as we can come in. And as soon as we get set up in Cleveland, our step three in the great Cleveland area, as quickly as money will provide. Because it has to be in Northeast Ohio, because that's where I live. And I have to, in the board-approved model, get my arms around what's going on with that. It has to be local. Now, as soon as we get that done, and again, it's all about the time and money, we've already been approached Fox State to put those next three clinics here, and then here, and then here. And the faster that we can roll it out based on time and money. So we know this is going to work. We see them, it's in high demand. Everybody we've talked to said start with this first and then expand laterally. And so if we can get people early aggressive treatment, get them appropriately diagnosed, because they're not even getting appropriately diagnosed, and then teach them about health and wellness and vitamins and home care and what they can do to take care of themselves at home and on and on and on. I mean, I can't spell out the whole business plan for you, Pastor, but that's kind of the idea. And I got really, and the reason that I'm doing this is I got really super tired of hearing everybody say, somebody has to do something, somebody has to do something, so we decided to do something, and that's what we're doing.
Well, you know, you're breaking up pretty badly. I'm catching part of it, and I really wish we may have to redo this sometime if you'll give me another night to do it in, because the connections is really, really bad right now. So you're saying that soon you'll have some clinics open where people can come to you for alternative care and help in a way that actually works on the health individual and doesn't run them through a assembly line type medical situation. Is that right?
Well, that's part of it, but maybe we need to reschedule this, because I think that the problem might be on your end, because I'm sitting here with another person. Both of us have five bars. We're not moving. We're sitting in a stationary place.
Now, right now, as you speak, you're coming through real well. Right now you're coming in perfectly clear. Let's try it one more time. Go ahead.
Well, it's a very silo business. We're only going to be taking care of acute respiratory care illness right now. So that means earache, sore throat, sinusitis, pneumonia, asthma, COPD, COVID, influenza. Get people appropriately diagnosed, appropriately treated, early aggressive treatment. Because, you know, statistically, somewhere between 35 and 40% of all visits to doctors and to treatments are from respiratory care illness. So we know the demand is there. And then once those first clinics up in Northeast Ohio, we'll be able to replicate the model in various countries, cities, and regions all across the country.
That sounds phenomenal, but again, the connection is really bad, Dr. Sherry. May I reschedule you sometime soon? Because I want to get this out to the people as clearly as possible. I'm so sorry I had a problem tonight. I had no idea. But can we reschedule sometime in the very near future, please?
Yeah, if it's only tonight, I can't for the next 2 weeks, but we can talk about it.
All right. I hate to let you go. This has been so interesting. But I will get back to you in the next few days. We will schedule out a couple weeks from now. But please be careful on the road and know that we love you and we truly do appreciate you.
All right. Well, have a good evening, guys.
All right. God bless, honey. Thanks. Folks, I'm sorry about that. It's just one of those things. I mean, with people on the road and we're trying our best to get connected, those things happen. And I really apologize for that. And she does too. But it's not her fault. It's not our fault. It just happened. But to have someone like her actually working to do something, some kind of alternative medicine for people, where they go see a real doctor with the problems that she was talking about, and maybe actually help them and teach them how to take care of themselves, that is so beyond the word important. It is so much needed. I, for one, am disgusted with our medical field today. I'm disgusted with what you have to go through to see a doctor. I thank God that I do have a local doctor here that works with us, with me, that does not require all this nonsense and masking and all that. Never has. And he knows that some people won't come and go to his office if he does. So we haven't had to be required to do that. But other than that, he's still a mainline doctor. He's a doctor at the hospital. He still gives drugs that we know kill people, like Resveratrol, to the patients and thinks he's doing the right thing. But I'm convinced he doesn't know that he's doing anything wrong. That's just what he does. But we do need some doctors we can talk to that do know that what's going on behind the scenes, that can help people with the problems he mentioned, the acute respiratory problems and other things. So keep Dr. Sheeran your prayers as she travels this country, and her and other doctors are trying to organize something to help folks like you and I get well. That thing is vitally important. Obviously, we got another half hour of this broadcast, and I'm opening the phone lines up tonight, and I enjoy this once in a while. I want you to fill the phone lines up. I want you to give me your opinion on whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about what's happening in Canada, and they finally, I think, they reopened the bridge in the Canadian border into the U.S. The cops and the military moved the truckers off. But what's going on with Pastor Arthur? Pastor Arthur's brother, David, will be with us on the air here Wednesday night to share what's going on with his brother, who's still in prison, in solitary confinement. He is fasting. He's doing everything in his power to maintain his godly stance for the glory of God. And he's asking for our help, and we're going to have addresses and things. And Wednesday night, I have a pen and paper handy. We're going to try to support him financially. And also, if we can, we'll support the truckers who are also trying to make a difference in their country. But this is going on worldwide. This so happens that Pastor Arthur is one in Canada that's been chosen, singled out, more or less. As far as I know, he's the only one and the only preacher in prison that I know of in Canada right now that for taking a stand, and what he went to jail for this past time was for speaking to a group of truckers. And then he was arrested. He was right off his front porch. The video is on our website under PastorBush.com. PastorBush.com. And check it out under COVID news or health news. It should be on there. And police state, obviously. But also, I'm thinking of this. People tell me to mention this. I keep forgetting. If you want to help us in the ministry and you don't want to send a check or money order, you can go to our website and find Donor Box, D-O-N-O-R, Donor Box, and you can give through Donor Box to our ministry, folks. We would appreciate it very, very much if you do that. As usual, finances are up and down. Right now, they're down. What can I say? If you can help us, that'd be great. But this next half hour coming up, we're going to open up phone lines. I want to hear your opinion. I want your comments. I want you to share what's on your mind tonight, folks. Talk to us. You're talking worldwide. A lot of people all over the world want to hear what you have to say. I mean that they do. If you're a new caller, call in and talk to us. We love new calls. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back in, and I apologize. We couldn't keep Dr. Sherry on. Her phone was just not connected with us. It was a cell phone problems, I guess, where she was at in California. Our lines are open tonight for your conversation. I want to hear from you. I really want to hear what you have to say. You pick the topic. It's open line tonight. I want to hear what you have to say. And I can talk, believe me, I can talk for another half hour without any problem, share a lot of things that I want to share with you. But nonetheless, I'd like to hear from you tonight. It's your chance to speak to the country, talk to the world, and let them know how you feel and what's on your mind. Questions, comments, whatever you may have. I'll do my best to be here and answer questions and do what I can to add to your conversation. If you want to call it 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you want to call and talk to us. And we love first-time callers. And I do mean that. We want to hear from you because folks, I'm the host of the broadcast, but this is really not my program. Next month will make me 29 years on the radio. This ministry has been run on donations, and people that love the Lord are trying to help us keep the same moving and talking to people. And I want very much, by His grace and mercy, to continue doing this until my time to quit is here. And I'm going to share this with you. I'll get the phone calls, I promise. Over the last few years, I have went off the air temporarily, I think three times, because of lack of funds. I don't understand whether our Father let that happen, but He opened another door, a different way, for me to get back on the radio. I don't know why He changed the scenario and changed the setup. I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. But right now, if you're listening on shortwave on 6115, Melody Seastrom, a Discount Gold and Silver, is paying for that airtime on 6115 three nights a week. Yes, she is. This program, by the way, if you're listening on 6115, you're not hearing it very well, will be rebroadcast on 3215 at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern tonight. 3215, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern tonight. We'd love to hear from you. I mean, love for you listening in, I'm sorry, and maybe get a better reception at 11 o'clock tonight Eastern time. Let's go right to the phones. You're filling up, and I love that. Let's go to our brother Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, man, you okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry you lost Dr. Tenpenny. I was going to try to call in and throw this out to the both of you. But I've noticed, and I'm going to state the obvious here, Pastor, but I've noticed that the people like her, Carrie Madej, Dr. Malone, the my doctor, my purpose, my own doctor, or whatever, the guy down in Florida is giving out the ivermectin prescriptions. You know, they're all on the air, and I see them on the Patriot shows that I watch. But if you try to tell people outside of that community about these people, they write you off as a fool, man. I mean, the wall is slammed shut.
Oh, yes.
And the delusion is here. I can't, you know, it's not like things got dark. It just immediately got dark. It's gone. We're in it, man. Brace for impact.
we are. We truly are.
What she thinks when she goes to these meetings with all these doctors and they call her a nut, man. I mean, the woman is jammed up.
Well, Dr. Sherry and Dr. Madej and some others are really, really, they got more guts than most men I know. For standing up to punishment. They don't back down. They really don't. There's other doctors, too, including some male doctors I've talked to or spoken to that are taking a stand also. But you can, the majority in this war is not going to hear the truth because we've all been brainwashed, Tom, to a point. And I didn't get my eyes open. My eyes started open whenever we left Vietnam. And when we pulled out of there and let the people stranded, my eyes started getting open to that our government was lying to us. Up until that time, I was so naive and trusting what they said. I mean, we had the best, our country's the best, we was always right, we never did anything wrong. That's how stupid I was because I was raised in society, I was taught that in schools. My dad was deceived in World War II, and finally, before he passed away, he realized that was also a con job, just like Vietnam was, and it broke his heart. But that's just the way it is. But it took me till I was probably 24, 25 years old before I started realizing this isn't sounding quite right. But it took me up to probably 15 years ago, 20 years ago before I figured out that almost all of this stuff is fabricated and we're being conned into believing all manner of I guess you'd call it, brainwashing.
It's mind control.
It is.
I found out this morning, another show I watched, I'm not dropping a name, but David Knight, he pointed out that the biggest owner of Spotify is a conglomeration of like 47 partnerships, and they're all private, you know, you can't find out who they are, but they are also the biggest owner in Moderna.
That makes sense.
I mean, the drug producers have the media on, you know, they control both the drugs and the media.
Of course.
In that way, and they've just got all the pieces in place. And they've been signaling what they're going to do with us, or to us for years. One of the favorite examples I like to point out, and I'll get off the phone, Pastor, but Will Smith is a movie actor. And he's a lovable, all-American GQ guy. And in 98 or 99, they put him in Enemy of the State. Uh-huh. And that was about a pre-announcement of what they were going to do with the Patriot Act in 2001. And then he was in a show called I Am Legend, where at first in the movie they came out with this shot that was going to cure cancer, but all of a sudden people started dying and the other people turned into these zombies, and he found the cure. But it showed how they were going to come at us with the shots. And then he was in iRobot, which has shown how the robot community is going to take over and eliminate the need for manpower. And they've just been signaling all the while what they're going to do to us, and now they're rolling it out. I mean, it's there to see.
Well, you know, Tom, and I mentioned this in the program a lot of times, several years, a lot of years ago, one of the final episodes of Star Trek showed a man merging or marrying, they said, a computer. Man and computer merging. This is exactly what this jab's doing to us. It's merging us into the 5G system and putting bits of metallic bits inside us to make us connect to the 5G wireless community. This is actually what's happening. They showed on Star Trek 25 years ago, and here it is. It's happening.
And in that movie, the monster that's come, the monster machine that is coming towards Earth to find the creator, takes one of the people on the Enterprise, Aaliyah, the bald-haired lady, and sends her back as a probe. And Kirk asks her, what have you done with Aaliyah? And she says, that unit no longer functions. I have been given this appearance to interact with and decipher why carbon units are infesting the Enterprise.
Okay, that's right. I remember that. Carbon units, and what is injected in us with these jabs?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just...
Right in your face.
Once your eyes are open, you can't unsee it.
No, you can't. I almost wish you could, but you can't. Good call, Tom. Thank you. Good points. Thank you so much. I tell you what, that man's on top of the game. Let's go to my friend Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, yeah, it's good to talk to you. Yeah, it's too bad about Sherry Tenpenny, but we'll get her in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
there we'll be
yes.
There. So here, Trudeau declared a state of emergency. Now, one of the possible reasons why he did it, there's been speculation, is to avoid going into Parliament where he would face a vote of no confidence. Under the parliamentary system,
before we get this, he was booed down the other day. I saw that on video. He was booed down.
That's right.
He couldn't even talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, and even on his own party, there's been some, you know, rebellions, and of course, the PCs, the so-called Conservative Party, they force their useless leader to step down, and there's sort of contention about who's going to become the top person. Palivre, who's against the mandates and stuff, is a local person here in Ottawa. He's going there. Now, as far as Trudeau, he's ordered huge amounts of vaccine because he's making money off the whole thing. He's part of the Klaus Schwab, along with that bucktooth witch who runs New Zealand, part of the Klaus Schwab Economic Forum. And so is, apparently, a friend of mine in Hong Kong tells me, the mayor of Ottawa, Watson. You know?
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
You know, and so that's so anyway, but the things continue. You know, people are very determined. We want to see them. Now, Ford had to say, oh, he backed down and remove some of these mandates, and where I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, which with his size wouldn't be very far. they're having an impact. A lot of people, detractors, will say, well, this money is being scammed off here and whatever. Here's the thing: get a focus on the people at the ground level, the truckers, they are sincere. There is always going to be scammers. Somebody flew a communist flag the other day at one of the protests up there. But rebel flag, Nazi flag, those are just, you know, agents, provocateurs and stuff. And, of course, the media, the only media you can trust here to give you any information is really rebel media, and there's a few others. But all of the media is completely paid off by Trudeau.
Sure.
Lock, stock,
sure.
And barrel. So you cannot believe a word they say, and as well as the American media. They're completely,
of course.
Basically, it's the same thing. Here, they're outright paid off. Down there, they're probably paid off, too. And, in fact, the biggest media here is CBC,
Let me ask you this. What's happening in the Capitol? What's going on there? Are the truckers backing off of there? What's happening there?
Yeah, there's truckers here. It's a big party atmosphere, trying to say everybody's race. They've got people from all backgrounds there running around. They've got little things for kids to jump on. It's a very festive atmosphere. Crime rate has gone down. And in Toronto, when they brought in the convoy, which is starting getting bigger, growing down there, by the way, the crime rate went down. So the whole media narrative is a complete lie from, as you probably know, from beginning to end. No. It's people are determined. Well, I don't want to see this end until everything is removed, all of the mandates, all of the masking, everything. I don't want to go back to a new normal. I want totally normal.
Are the politicians relenting at all, or are they still pretty much standing the ground?
We have one of the Ottawa councillors named Rick Shirelli. He's against all of this, so he's speaking out now too. So there are cracks out there. So it's just necessary to maintain the pressure. You know, this thing isn't going to be over in a day. It's a long fight, but it's a fight we have to win. It's a fight literally to the death. Okay,
I agree.
That's how it is. Not just here, but in many others. Now, there are bad things here, but there are bad things happening in the U.S. in certain states. There, people are really crazy. So here, I can go into the stores with a mask. There's a whole thing saying you're exempt and you don't have to tell people about it. If it's a health issue, whatever, say, and they don't even ask me anyway. I just walk in and do my thing. But, you know, in some places, if you go to places in California, walk in, some idiot will jump on you. I've never had that. I mean, a couple people a small number of people confront me, but it hasn't gone that bad. So, no, it's, this is a world, it's in, and it's Australia, and of course Austria is really bad, Australia is very bad. So this is a worldwide phenomenon, and this trucker convoy is inspiring people around the world. So no, it's got to continue. You know, continue and expand, and we're not going to let all the detractors and naysayers saying, oh, George Soros is behind the truckers thing. That's garbage. It's an organic movement. Now, there may be people trying to infiltrate it and all the rest of it and trying to scam money and all,
of course they
all
are.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, of course.
But,
of course,
I mean,
they always do.
But the people are behind it. Yeah, in large numbers, and the truckers are not relenting. Some idiot in CNN or one of those networks said, let's slash their tires. Yeah, that'll help them move the truck. If they can't get the truck to move, you know, because they don't want to think, how are they going to move the huge truck with a slash tire?
I know.
Stupid they are.
It's
down
insane.
There.
It's
They're
insane.
Just laughable.
Well, thanks,
totally.
Chris, for the James, anyway. Jeff, call. Anything else you want to say?
No, just whoever's watching around the world or whatever, I say, just keep it up. Like, we have to fight this sort of thing. Not for a new, I don't want a new normal. Normal.
No.
You know?
No.
Real normal.
No.
And
no,
you
normal.
Have to fight it. And that's, you know, consequences are God's, but our actions are, you know, we have to act. And then He'll determine.
Duty,
what's going.
You're right. Duty is ours.
By the way,
duty
there's a strong
ours.
Religious component. There's a lot of Christian people down there taking part of the convoy. I hear a lot about that. I hear the lights, I heard them saying the Lord's Prayer and everything.
Yes,
now, I can't get down there, unfortunately, because of my medical situation right now, sadly. But I hear stuff and see stuff, and my friends tell me stuff, you know. So there are things that my sister is very, she lives up in north central Ontario in a very, in a off-grid situation, you know,
mm-hmm.
way out in the deep woods, you know. Anyway, and she's got solar and the whole, she's really, And
bless
she has
her
those
heart,
little things
her.
That shoot. She has those. She has some of those. A bunch of those things that shoot lead out. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Y'all still have some of those. Okay. All right, partner. Thanks,
yeah,
Carl.
No,
appreciate
a lot
it.
Of us, people think we're all unarmed, but it's not true. There's a lot of people who hunt, and they have those kinds of weapons. I mean, you can't really, realistically, the thing I find really odd is that people are saying, "Well, we have the Second Amendment here." It's true, but you know what? If you're a guy and you're out there and you're 70-some years old or whatever, like some of the radio hosts, not you, but others, and they'll say, well, I can do this. And you may be able to a great shot and take out 20 of them, but you know what? They don't care. They'll just send their armored personnel. They don't care if 100 of their own people die. They could care less.
No.
Just like with Waco, they'll expend anything they can to take you out.
Absolutely.
So we have to sort of, we can't fight this as individuals and all that as a rear guard. Actually, we have to get together and fight it where we have strength in numbers.
I agree. Good call, Jeff. Thanks a lot. I do appreciate it. Jeff's, I'll tell you what, folks, Jeff does have some physical problems. Remember him in prayer. I won't get in detail unless he wants to share it sometime, but remember Jeff in your prayers. He's a warrior at heart, and his body is right now to not cooperate with him in this battle. So keep him in your prayers. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
Well, hanging in there. I just, you know, all the things that are going on with the truckers. The truckers of the United States, and Jeff, you're in my prayer up there in Canada, and Pastor Pulaski, you're in my prayer too. You know, if all the truckers in the United States doing what Canada's doing, we may have some supply problems. That's why it's important to get storable food, temporarily basic, because you know who delivers the food? The truck drivers. Are you still with New Manna Foods, Pastor Butcher?
I am, yes, absolutely, yes.
Think about that, people. Think about that, because this could be, a lot of us live too comfortably, but it's time to be uncomfortable. I feel the Spirit of God right now, Butch. I just.
Amen. Okay.
The more and more I got to be uncomfortable, because I got to have God's guidance, because He's our Heavenly Father up there.
Amen.
And what's going on in this society? People, you better get with God. Get to the Bible. What we had the last few years in 2020, back in 2020, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7, when the cities were burning, that's Bible. Ephesians 6:12, we have that now. The Bible says take a stand, Butch.
Amen.
We got to be.
That's right.
We got to be strong in our faith.
Well, duty is ours. Consequences are God's, Chris. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's.
Absolutely. And I just want to make it real quick. I know you may have other callers, but God gave us a metabolism. And I'm going to pray for Dr. Sherry Tedpenny because she's absolutely right. I'm sick of these New World Order satanic pharmaceuticals that are controlling our doctors. Not that they're bad, they're controlling them. They're brainwashing our doctors for this poison. It's a eugenics because the Bible says God wants us to multiply to keep the earth stable.
That's right.
We're losing that, Butch.
Yes, we are. We truly are. Very good points, Chris. Anything else?
Jason wants you to put him in prayer. He's got blood pressure problems and some relatives that need prayer.
All right, folks, you heard that. Jason, these are prayers for blood pressure problems, and some of his family there needs prayers also. So people remember that. Just remember Jason's name. The Lord knows who you're talking about, and ask him, ask your father to touch his body, please, for the Father's glory and for Jason's ability to keep on doing what he has to do for Christ. All right, good call. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chris. Thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot. All right. Let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's what Jeff was talking about. And I'm legend. That Jeff Will Smith. What do you know by?
Will Smith?
Scientologist.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of them are.
Yeah. And that's not a Christian. They bought a church of L. Ron Hubbard, who was the person who brought us the UFOs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't trust people like that, yeah. Not Jeff, I mean L. Ron Hubbard and his...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but those are the kind of people that make those movies because they know what they're doing. They know what they're working towards. All they're doing is foretelling what they're planning
the
for us. Yeah, exactly. To keep it, to keep the public entertained.
I think the best version was Charlton Heston, The Last Man on Earth. That's the visual version of that book, that movie.
Okay.
Was you aware of that?
I didn't know that, no. I didn't.
I kind of do all my research. But, you know, this obvious. This is kind of out of the Bible, to be honest. But what were they? Zombies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they're seems they're obsessed with the undead. These Jews there in Hollywood, obsessed.
They have been. They have been for a long time.
They have
been for a long time, and you know, and I don't know enough about this to say this, but I have no doubt there are people that they're already on drugs or some kind of devices that are, or maybe I said devices because it could be some kind of computer device that's actually taking their mind away from them. And who knows what they'll do? These people are controlled.
Oh, yeah.
We know that's true. Anything else?
See, they're trying to throw off the real truth about what the zombie really is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, no
it's
doubt.
It's God's army of the dead. As told in, I said, what was the name of that book? The Van? J.R.R. Tolkien?
Okay.
The last one is The King Returns. That's the main storyline, and that's what the Bible's going to have. What's going to happen? It'll be rising up an army and rising up a judgment day as well.
Well, we know that we're watching prophecy being fulfilled everywhere, Mick. And good call. I got to jump, but thanks for the call. Folks, if you understand Scripture at all, you're seeing prophecy being revealed everywhere. And the phone line's open, folks. 844-769-2944. Got time to the call if you hurry. I want to share one more prayer request because this is on my heart tonight. I have a gentleman I've known a long time. He lives in Georgia and Florida. He's a listener. He listened to the program for a long, long time, and he has a problem. And I've tried to help him with it now for many years. He's full of bitterness, hatred, disgust, and discouragement of what he sees in the country. And he's right. He's very angry what's happening, and he's right on that. But he's not been productive in helping get the truth out because he's so full of anger and bitterness that he turns people away with his anger. And probably some hatred there also. I've counseled with him for a long time, Finally, I counseled with him by email so long that I finally just had to say, that's enough. I can no longer help you because you won't receive the scripture. I don't want to do to help you. Now, if you ever want to talk to me and ask for help, I'm here. But I'm not going to debate back and forth about what the Bible says. And if you're full of bitterness and you're not long suffering with people because you won't try to teach them, but you won't tolerate their ignorance to long enough to teach them, then you're not filled with the Spirit of God. You don't have the love and peace, long suffering, gentleness and meekness that the Spirit of God gives you. And these are things that I see happening in a lot of people. Please, folks, be careful that Satan will get you so tore up and tormented inside that he turns you into a vessel of anger and bitterness. Please don't do that to you. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor. How you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good. I just have that prayer request. Janice is going to go to a hospital tomorrow to get her test, and if they see anything in her arteries, they're going to go in and do the stent if it's needed. So I need prayers for her that everything goes okay.
You're saying name was, what was her name again?
That's Janice, yeah.
Janice, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, gotcha, all right.
Got it?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, folks.
We just heard from Canada, so the reports of all social media being down in Canada must not be true.
No, apparently not.
Apparently not. But Trudeau has apparently implemented that act. So I don't know. That's another report they're saying is going on. And then they're saying social media is down. They're saying they voted to not get rid of the mandates. And that
I've heard that both ways. I've heard that both ways. Yeah. I don't know who to believe. You know, I don't know who to believe.
That's where we are now. Who do you believe? You know.
I agree.
But
all right.
Our governor has said tomorrow all mandates are done in Iowa. All Iowa
Fantastic.
Businesses. Are gone. So we'll see if that happens too.
All right, Jan. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's all we can do.
Amen.
Is pray to God and listen to Him and wait to see what happens.
Expose the evil, stand against it, and let Him have the results. Thank you for the call, Jan. That's good to hear, folks. I was lifting restrictions, and that's wonderful to hear. And by the way, don't forget Wednesday night we're going to have David Pelaskin with us. That's Brother Arthur's brother. So keep in mind he's going to be with us, all right? I'll see you tomorrow night. The guest morning will be Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs. We'll see you there. Have a wonderful night. God bless y'all. And don't forget that your prayer warriors to pray the names we mentioned. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.